73. O daughter of the kingdom, thy letter hath come, and its contents make clear the fact that thou hast directed all thy thoughts towards acquiring light from the realms of mystery. So long as the thoughts of an individual are scattered, he will achieve no results. But if his thinking be concentrated on a single point, wonderful will be the fruits thereof. 1 cannot obtain the full force of the sunlight when it is cast on a flat mirror. But once the sun shineth upon a concave mirror, or on a lens that is convex, all its heat will be concentrated on a single point, and that one point will burn the hottest. Thus, it is necessary to focus one's thinking on a single point so that it will become an effective force. Thou didst wish to celebrate the day of Rezvan with a feast and to have those present on that day engage in reciting tablets with delight and joy, and thou didst request me to send thee a letter to be read on that day. My letter is this. O ye beloved and ye handmaids of the merciful, this is the day when the day star of truth rose over the horizon of life, and its glory spread and its brightness shone out with such power that it clove the dense and high-piled clouds and mounted the skies of the world in all its splendour. Hence do ye witness a new stirring throughout all created things. See how in this day the scope of sciences and arts hath widened out, and what wondrous technical advances have been made, and to what a high degree the mind's powers have increased, and what stupendous inventions have appeared. This age is indeed as 100 other ages. Should ye gather the yield of 100 ages and set that against the accumulated product of our times, the yield of this one era will prove greater than that of 100 gone before. Take ye for an example the sum total of all the books that were ever written in ages past, and compare that with the books and treatises that our era hath produced. These books, written in our day alone, far and away exceed the total number of volumes that have been written down the ages. See how powerful is the influence exerted by the day star of the world upon the inner essence of all created things. But alas, a thousand times alas, the eyes see it not, the ears are deaf, and the hearts and minds are oblivious of this supreme bestowal. Strive ye then with all your hearts and souls to awaken those who slumber, to cause the blind to see and the dead to rise.